From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. There is no way out. The Syrian army appears to have cut off all escape routes from a rebel-held neighborhood and homes. Today, Syrian tanks were seen moving closer to the Baba Amr neighborhood. Meanwhile, efforts to negotiate a ceasefire continued so that the wounded could be evacuated.
In a moment, we'll get a firsthand account from a Syrian activist who was in the house during the attack yesterday that killed American reporter Marie Colvin and French photographer Remy Oshlik and wounded two other Western journalists. But first, NPR's Peter Kenyon has been monitoring the day's events from neighboring Beirut.
One video that did make it out of homes today, despite severe internet problems, showed French journalist Edith Bouvier lying on a couch, a blanket over her wounded leg.
Bonjour, je suis Edith Bouvier, journaliste française.
She explained that her fractured leg needed medical attention beyond the means of the battered and depleted field hospital in Baba Amr, and asked for urgent help to arrange safe passage for wounded civilians to get out of the area. Near the end of the video, the cameraman begins to explain in English the danger of the situation, but the background noise said all it needed saying.
We plead for you to come and evacuate them and give them the right medical attention they need.
In a nearby neighborhood, an activist giving the name Abu Khalid said the tank movements today not only cut off any escape from Baba Amr, but brought the tanks to the Jobar neighborhood, where women and children had been sent for safety. He said wearily that the relentless assault could be nearing its endgame.
If the army enters, it will be the end. In the past, the rebels would fight until they ran out of ammunition. Then they would withdraw. But this time, there's no way to withdraw. Plus, they don't want to leave the journalists and the wounded. Guys I talked with are saying, that's it. I'm fighting to the end.
Despite being knocked off the internet several times, video streams managed to convey some of the sounds of the day. Homs activist Omar Shaker, not his real name, said whether or not the army launches a ground assault, those left in Baba Amr are in mortal jeopardy.
If they don't die from shelling, they'll die of thirst or hunger. It's very cold. A few days ago, it was snowing. There aren't enough blankets. The kerosene for heaters is running out. Parts of Baba Amr are just piles of rubble.
The Syrian Foreign Ministry offered condolences to the families of Marie Colvin and Remy Oshlik, who were killed in Baba Amr yesterday, and called on journalists to avoid entering the country illegally in order to reach what it called turbulent and unsafe places. Despite earlier reports that wounded British photographer Paul Conroy was on his way out of Syria, he appeared in a video from Baba Amr in which he asked for help, but mainly seemed interested in telling people not to worry.
No, just any help possible, and just reassure family, friends in England that I'm absolutely okay.
The Conroy family will be just as worried as thousands of Syrian families, though, as long as the military assault goes on. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.